beginning June 8th. Intermediate care facilities for individuals. Beginning June 8th, intermediate care facilities for individuals with developmental disabilities and assisted living facilities that are properly prepared in both cases can begin to allow outdoor visitation. So we're going to start with that. I know in our intermediate care facilities for individuals with developmental disabilities, there's been, again, a real concern about people being able to connect with their family members the same way in assisted living facilities. So we're going to start with those two. We are not to nursing homes yet. And I know that causes anguish for a lot of people who are watching this, but we're trying to do this so that we don't increase the COVID inside the nursing homes or the assisted living or the intermediate care facilities. So we're going to start with a couple of them, the intermediate care facilities with people with developmental disabilities and the assisted living facilities. We're going to start on June 8th, and we're going to start doing this under a protocol that we're Health Department is putting out, and this will be for outside visitation, recognizing the fundamental difference between something that occurs outside and something that occurs inside as far as the possibility of spread. Our decision to move forward with outdoor visitation is really the culmination of many things, including the impact on the quality of life and what a prolonged loss of connection could have on that individual. Obviously, we receive requests from families and residents. And let me just say, we have many families, we're hearing from both sides on this issue. People who want visitation, people say no, do not. Three, consultation with advocates and providers in the aging and developmental disabilities communities. And four, guidelines for visitation jointly developed by the Academy for Senior Health Sciences, Leading Age Ohio, the Ohio Assisted Living Association, the Ohio Healthcare Association, and the Ohio Medical Directors Association. We know that each facility is different, so we've allowed flexibility with the reopening guidelines. However, there's a minimum that all facilities must do. We're asking facilities to develop a policy that includes screening for temperatures and symptoms reporting for visitors. We're asking them to schedule set hours and the length of time for visits, proper social distancing measures, masks, and residents, family, and friends education about the risk of the spread of COVID-19. Each facility can determine how to best implement outdoor visitation for their residents in a way that works best for all of them. Let me just conclude that we will continue to examine, monitor, and adjust as carefully and thoughtfully as we can as we move forward in the future.